You're listening to SBS News.
Rimsky-Korsakov's composition The Flight of the Bumblebee is notoriously one of the hardest works in the classical repertoire and perfectly mirrors the business of bees. Bees are essential to our ecosystems because they fulfill a pollinating role. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, a third of the world's food production depends on bees, and their population has been declining for more than a decade. Scientists have blamed a range of factors, including insecticides called neonicotinoids, parasites, disease, climate change, and lack of a diverse food supply. At the Natural History Museum in London, a collection of thousands of bumblebees is being used by researchers to study the insects' stress levels over time and whether they're affected by climate change. Aoife Cantwell-Jones is a PhD researcher at Imperial College London and is the joint first author of the study.
It seems like on years that are generally hotter and a bit wetter, we found that the wings are more different on the same bee. So this kind of could be an indicator that bees maybe had a bit more stress in those years that were hotter and wetter.
She says while climate change is not the only factor, it is likely to be an important reason for the physiological changes in the bees.
We have to be careful not to extrapolate too much because, of course, there could have been other things that were contributing to this difference in shape. But given climate change and given that we're predicted to have a lot more hot weather, I think we could be a bit worried about how bees are doing in the future.
Dr. Gavin Broad is a principal curator in charge of 27 million dead insects at the Natural History Museum, including the bee collection. He says dead bumblebees are perfect for a long-term study like this.
They have an exoskeleton, so you can put a pin through a bee, and if nothing much changes, it will sit there happily in the same state for hundreds of years. Sometimes you might want to arrange the specimen when you are setting it so that the wings are nicely outstretched, which helped a lot with this particular research study. But a lot of the time they're just pinned and put in the collection and that's that.
Dr. Richard Gill, a senior lecturer from Imperial College, is running a second study analysing the DNA of over 100 bumblebees using the latest technologies for the first time.
So previously, we could extract some DNA from those bees, but those kind of methods only extracted very, very small fragments and only partial parts of the genome. But these new techniques can really, we're looking at basically extracting at least 40, 50% of that genome. That provides a kind of bigger picture, because there's lots of what we call markers across the genome that we can use to understand whether diversity has changed or not.
Dr. Broad says the techniques give them a unique look back in time to how bumblebees have changed over the decades.
This is essentially sort of an irreplaceable time machine, a time capsule. You know, these specimens were collected at a certain point in time, and there's no other record of bees that were flying around, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. These data are in museum collections and pretty much nowhere else.
Pollinating insects may not be glamorous, but they are incredibly important. Bees and other pollinating insects have a global economic value of around $215 billion. The scientists say the disappearance of bees, or even a substantial drop in their population, would make many of our common foods scarce. Humanity would survive, but our dinners would be a lot less interesting. Alan Lee, SBS News.